Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Anime Cult episode. It's four or five now. I can't remember. We're somewhere already. I'm already losing count. As always,
this is our fourth anime, but we did an extra little bloopy episode.
We tested the before we watched, but then we never did it again.
Yeah, we're not really going to work.
That's not for us. We can add that at the end.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike, and as always, joined by Dodger and Mouse. I hope you've been good. We were talking a little bit off camera, but Solo Leveling was a super fun watch. I hope everybody enjoyed it. This was an indie suggestion, right? Solo Leveling?
I think so.
Yeah, because I got halfway through it originally, and then stuff came up. I started One Piece, and it just fell off. So I'm like, hey, I'd really like to finish Solo Leveling. And you guys are like, I don't think either of you had seen it.
I've never heard of it. I hadn't even heard of it.
No, I had watched the first
three episodes,
I think. And then if you'll recall, I messaged you guys being like, I just experienced the deepest betrayal. It turns out that Sam watched the rest of it with us.
That's right. Yeah.
And then Indy came in there with the beautiful pun of sounds like he solo leveled.
Yeah, that's right. And
and you guys gave me a double thumbs down reaction. Yeah.
And I will take pride in that being the first one to give you that thumbs down because that was terrible.
Whatever, man. This podcast is bust.
Last episode ever.
Yeah. Enjoy the duo podcast.
I will say, if this was a show that was like in the era that we grew up in, this would have been a 26 to 34 episode season of a show. This is one of those shows where it's only 12 episodes because we live in an era of streaming. But I can see this show having been like 9 episodes of trying to go through one dungeon and like one horrible thing happening at a time. It gave me that kind of DBZ vibe with like kind of the pacing of it, but not to get into just like that. But that's how I felt at the end of it. I'm curious like how you guys feel about it. But I really enjoyed it overall. Do you want to give the synopsis of what the show is, Indy? I got to pay the
bills to be easy. It's set in a modern... I'm pretty sure it's like a modern day. It's set in like basically where we're living now in with our technology. I believe it's set in Korea because this is based on a manhwa, not a manga. So it's a Korean
manhwa,
like novel basically. But it's basically about humanity has to face these portals that are popping up all around, I'm guessing all around the world. I don't know if they've confirmed that or if it's just in Korea.
That's a good question.
Yeah, they pop up and they're basically like dungeons with monsters, creatures, goblins, all sorts of video game. This is like the most video gamey anime I think we've ever seen. But yeah, these dungeons are popping up and humans have awakenings, which turns them into like a hunter, which then they get hired to go into these dungeons and fight whatever's in there, get the reward, come out and then sell that reward to corporations or whoever's buying it. And basically when you have an awakening, that's your strength level. There's no getting stronger or like training to get stronger. You awaken as, for example, like a C tier, meaning you're on the weaker end. And then that's just you. That's your job. You're going to be a C tier. You go into the C tier dungeons. You can't get any stronger. That's just who you are. Some people get awakened to like an S tier, which is like incredible. But this is about Jin Song Woo, who is a E tier, known as the world's weakest hunter of all time. Just an absolute little buffoon of a kid who is just, he can't do anything. He's like tripping up. He dies almost in every single dungeon he goes into. And they, in the first episode, they go into this dungeon, which turns out to be a double dungeon, which has another dungeon connected to it. And it's an E dungeon, but that double dungeon is like the S tier. And this bunch of hunters go into there. And I think one of the best first episodes that I've seen of like a shonen, like,
yes,
it's such a good setup. And that's why I got hooked on it. But yeah, he goes in there. It, obviously, things go horrifically wrong in the most violent. I love how violent this show is, so over the top.
Yeah, the first episode caught me off guard a couple of times with just how violent and detailed it got. I was like, fuck, holy shit.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's really brutal.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the Jinsun Woo doesn't really make it out of that S tier, but this computer system opens up like a quest log that you'd find in like an MMO. And it's like, take this quest, otherwise you're going to die. So he accepts it. And basically it's given him the ability to be able to level up, like grind. He can grind on in dungeons. He can grind and get stronger. He can work on his strength. And he is, as far as we know from season one, is the only person that can do that. So as you'd imagine, that gives him a pretty good advantage in this world. A super interesting world. That's 100%. I know, Mike, you haven't really watched a lot of modern anime, like shonen stuff, but things like Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, you've seen Chainsaw Man.
I've seen Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, it's kind of along the lines of that kind of animation style and just vibe, I think.
But
Like coming in as a newbie to this stuff, what did you think, Mike?
Oh man, it was I really liked it. I borderline want to say I love it, but I'm so curious where it's gonna go. The cliffhanger at the end, which we'll get to, it was like, I was like, is there a 13th episode?
I
like
thought there was a 13th episode.
Like, did I miss it? I really loved it. It did give me that kind of like old school, almost like DBZ-esque vibes a bit. I enjoyed it though. It's interesting. Doctor, you look like you were going to say something prior.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think it's sort of a natural direction to go in when we had, you know, like Sword Art Online and Overlord and all of these other shows that were like, you get trapped in the game.
Yeah.
We had a lot of stuff like that, right? And now it feels like we're pushing more towards, okay, but what if that sort of, those sort of concepts came to just like our world. You weren't trapped anywhere. It's just here now.
Yeah. Like apart from a few things where he's like, oh, this is like a video game. There's no tie into like a, there's no, this is a video game. This is like, there's none of that. It's just, there's just like a quest or like a UI display that pops up in Sunwoo's like face saying, hey, kill 20 boars or whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
very obviously.
My first thought when I was realized like the game part came up, I'm like, God, the microtransactions like would be awful.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a Korean game too. Like those are the grindiest fucking games in the world,
like,
man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh God. It's like, he's
that's
he's probably
gotta
like
be a light novel somewhere. I got trapped in a gacha.
Yeah.
What was the name of that PS2 series of games? Dot Hack. Reminds me of Dot Hack a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
You want a throwback? Yeah, Dot Hack games. So like 100%. 90 of them by the end of it. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the only two other things of note, like in this world, is the reason that they go in the portals is because correct me if I'm wrong, the first portal that showed up, they left it too long and then the monsters came out.
It's like a 7-day timer, I think.
Yeah. And they were like, and of course, bullets do nothing to them. So everybody has to fight them like they're in, you know, a fantasy world. They can only die from like swords and things. And so they realized, yeah, we have to go in and deal with it or it eventually comes out. And then the other thing was that from what we know, there's no one else that's like Jinsun, like leveling this way, but people do have reawakenings sometimes.
Yeah, like so a second one. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll awaken and then go through something like big or traumatic and have a reawakening. But even then, it's not like you can keep leveling. It's like, oh, you were a D tier and you've reawakened to a B tier. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck there. Right. Yeah. So it's still unique. Mentioned. But sometimes there's a whole lot of confusion or like intrigue from some of the, like, you know, background businessy players in in the show who are like, did he reawaken? Did this? He didn't reawaken. We tested him. So what's going on with this guy? Right.
There was the mention of like the ability. There's some, like, a couple people can like hide their power, their actual like rank. I forget what the actual term was. It's something pretty on the nose. But it was just like, there are those people and they're debating whether he was it or not as well. That was the,
basically like the in-universe version of smurfing.
Yes, like, yes, exactly. Yeah. That, holy shit. I mean, I didn't make that connection at all.
Yeah.
It's wild because in the first episode, by episode three, he's like drawn entirely different. He's like a different fucking character.
His like, I don't want to say evolution, but he, like, that's just two different characters. Like, his voice actor changes, and the, like, how the nurse gives tries to get his number.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, he's doing like, push up.
He just does not understand what's going on.
He walks in like 11 pack. Like, he's just sitting
Did you guys watch Korean or English?
Oh my God. I had the most infuriating fucking watching experience with this goddamn thing.
That's right. Because I messaged being like, I've already finished the show. I'm on top of it for once. And Mike was like, I can't even get this show to play, dude.
Dude, so if I watched it in Korean, the subtitles were behind. But if I switched it to English, the subtitles would refuse to turn off. And they were giving me the Korean the translation of what the Koreans were saying, not what the English was saying. So I'm getting mismatched. Matching what it's saying on the bottom to the English voices, and then I gave up and just let it go, and then every other episode it would switch. So one episode was English with subtitles, and then the next episode was Korean with matching subtitles, and it would just do that, and I got half and half. I literally got
sounds like half you were Korean about to have a reawakening
on the Amazon Prime app on my smart TV. Like, that's hell? it was hell. I just got used to it. I'm happy that both voice actors did a killer job. They were both excellent at what they like.
I really like the English Jin-sun voice actor. Just the coolest sounding voice of all time.
I watched it on Crunchyroll, which I think was just in Japanese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched Crunchyroll as well and didn't have any issues. So
when it would do the English and English subtitles, there was no Korean language. It was Chinese and then like everything else except for Japanese and Korean. That wasn't an option.
So where did you watch it? Amazon?
Amazon Prime on my smart TV, like the Amazon Prime app on the smart TV. So
there you go, everyone. Don't do that.
Don't.
Crunchyroll was there and it's like $5 a month.
But that's the thing. It's Crunchyroll. Through Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you get Crunchyroll through Amazon Prime. So that's what I was doing, and it was still don't. It was fucking a nightmare. Like, don't do it. The way voice acting was great.
But all that being said,
both of them was good. How about
all
you?
The voices,
you
regardless of language, were great.
They were great. They were all phenomenal.
Yeah, I totally agree. I found it so funny how drastically different they drew him. Like, it's not just he's taller, like his voice is different, his face is different. Like, his whole everything about him is totally different.
He literally went from being drawn like silly side character to main anime protagonist man.
Yeah, like Ash Ketchum to like Goku.
He looked like light to me. He had light Yagami fucking like face to me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I guess like they just wanted to figure out how to, because his primary quest that he has every day, right, is like 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, it's just like a bunch of shit.
One Punch Man kind of.
It's very One Punch Man. Yeah. And I guess they were trying to figure out how do we embody the fact that he's working out like crazy every single day.
His whole personality changes. He goes from like super go like I care about my friends even though I suck to like cold murderous killer who like is just like all I care about is being like even a higher level in like 24 fucking hours.
I need to be the best to save my mom.
Yeah. He went from like completely relatable to like a just insane individual. Like, he went insane. I'm not even sure he's a good guy by the end of it, this all. Like, I'm still not convinced. Like, I'm not sure.
There is an interesting shift in like, he's reaching this point mentally where he's like, very few things can touch me. And it is affecting his personality. And I do like that's part of it.
I have a theory. Think he's gonna be the bad guy, and that the light that they mention awakening, the new light that's gonna lead, is gonna be like his silly little partner that was, you know, a rich kid.
Oh, the rich one.
Oh,
he's gonna have a reawakening and he'll be like the light, the goodness, you know, whatnot. And he's going to go against, because like,
oh,
because when he gets picked as like, I know we're jumping to the end. We get to pick his special class. We can worry about that when we get there. It's like all about how death follows him. He'll always be alone. Like everything is dark. And he's just like,
yeah,
genius. I'll take it. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Spoilers. He's essentially a necromancer by the end.
Yeah. No, a master of like shadow or whatever. Like,
he just, yeah.
Like,
when he's in Dark Souls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like,
I mean, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah. So the first three episodes are kind of like worth watching all back to back. If you're going to watch this, like the first three episodes just set everything up.
And the like the god that he meets in the first episode is such,
oh,
is
god,
so
yeah.
cool and so
the
creepy.
The smile on that thing's
the
face.
Smile, yeah.
Oh my god.
Man, that like I said, that's like one of the best pilot episodes that I've seen of an anime for a long time. That hooked me immediately.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It was the violence in the detail and it all was just like phenomenal. The action through the whole show was just
insane.
Great.
Insane. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just excellent. And it was, again, it being 12 episodes, I mean, just really never let up, which I appreciated.
Mm. It really just established like the stakes, because it was very, you know, like we're just a bunch of goofy guys and we're fighting goblins. And this guy over here, he can't even kill one goblin. What a doofus. Right. And then it turns into a mental game, right, instead of a physical game. And suddenly it's like, if you can't keep up, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they drew these really unique characters, like the guy with the curly hair and stuff. And they're like, they kind of set them up as like the side characters, but they do not last past episode one. It is some of their like the cut, some of them have their head. It's been a while since I watched episode one, but that one gets cut in half. One has their head cut off. One loses their arm. Yeah, the stepped
yeah, one gets squished like, entirely.
That
one of the characters
so
too,
cursed.
Right before he dies, he's like, I have a family. I have a kid. You have like, they actually have like a little flashback image of his little family sitting on the couch and how happy it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as soon as they show the flashback of his family, they're like, and dead. They just like completely annihilate him. That's when they split in two. That's the guy they split in half.
And
he just kind of falls apart. And you're like, holy fuck. Yeah, they really did give each of these characters a little bit of personality. But it was, yeah, it was cool to see it turn to the mental game in the last trial, where everybody in the center meant the door stayed wide open. And as long as you were staring at the god statues, they wouldn't move in like, you know, Doctor Who angel kind of style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people could leave. But if they left, it shortened the timer. And like, this, it became clear, like with sacrifice men, is one person is not going to make it out of here. And obviously the guy who lost a leg, an arm, is already half dead at that point. He can't really move. He's like, just leave me. And so they
do they put him through it when he's like laying on that table? That was that felt like a 15-minute scene of just torture. it was a lot, but it kind of like, you know, made the whole reawakening that he went through hit a lot harder. Because, you know, I guess you know that, I mean, you knew that he was going to die.
Pops up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, but you're like, how do you get out of this? Because we had no idea about any of the screen stuff, obviously. But yeah. It's such a good scene. And I'm like thinking, like all the stuff that he goes through the season one was good. But I'm thinking like, if that's an S-tier dungeon, like what other S-tier dungeons are we gonna see that are like that caliber of brutality and
yeah, because we haven't really had another thing that's required more than brute force since then.
Yeah, they've just been really good sick looking fights, but yeah, they've all just been like when he goes to hell, or like a hellscape where he fights Cerberus and stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
That was sick.
And he's like, I'm not ready for this. So I'm like, bro, no one has touched you yet.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of times where I'm just like, I think you're ready for anything, honestly. Yeah, if my storyteller in me wants to go, the way I would do this is season two would be the rise of him being evil. I'm just like, eliminate, there are no threats. Nothing can touch him. he dominates and then decides peace on the world through like rule or whatever. And then season three is all about the reawakening happens at the end of season two for the other guy, becomes the good guy. And season three is all about the two of them fucking combating through it all. I know the manga exists. I haven't read it. I have no idea, obviously, but that's what I would do.
And it's finished.
Is it finished? Oh, that's even better. That means it's not more.
Finish. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I guess the other sort of like background story that's going on that we haven't really touched on is that there are a bunch of different guilds, like heroes' guilds.
In a real world, capitalism would prop the fuck up around this and be like,
100%.
Make some money, baby. Let's go. Yeah,
absolutely. And they seem very cutthroat about like getting the heroes that they want and like even poaching heroes from each other.
I love that.
Which is actually how we meet the kid and he gets like more involved, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, there's like a story going on where I believe at the very beginning of the show, in the very first episode, we see a whole sequence with like heroes fighting on an island against a bunch of giant bugs and stuff. We see a bunch of the guild leaders and like major S tier heroes that we consistently see throughout the show, and they're all fighting this stuff, and we don't see how it ends. But the implication when they talk about it later is that it was a horrible defeat. They had to run away. That island basically has been sequestered because it's overrun with monsters. They weren't able to push them back.
Was that that's the first ever portal that opened? Was that the footage of that?
Or just one of them, but because it was on an island, it wasn't being monitored properly.
Yeah.
It was kind of unclear. And so one of the guild leaders in particular is like, this haunts me. It haunts me that like the monsters are just running rampant out there. You know, we suffered so much loss there. I want to take that back, right? Like I want to go back there. And so he sort of puts together a team, like an A team, if you will, of people that he trusts and like strong heroes and stuff. And I believe last we left off with them in season one was they were going to go back to the island and just sort of scope it out and see what the situation is there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, we're going to go there and beat them back now. It was, we need to do recon first. So he finally got enough people.
We got a little post-credit tease at the end of episode 12 that talks about that.
Oh, really? I might have missed that. Tell me what happened.
Holy shit. No, they're standing over one of the, like a few bugs that they recently have killed, and it's twitching, and they're like, do you think that's what it is? And the other guy goes like something along, like, yeah, I think so. They're evolving. And then it cuts to black, and that's where they leave it. So the bugs are evolving.
There is like a lot of side stuff that obviously we haven't touched on. Like
yeah, we keep skipping ahead.
Yeah, like the corporations and even how normalized it is for like civilians just walking past and they'll see a portal open and they don't run away in fear. They like get their phones out and they're like, that's like a, hey, check it out. It's a dungeon.
Come on, man. On my road.
Yeah, I guess hunters are going to have to come and fix this. That's fine.
They treat it as like weather on TV. Yeah. It's like a weather like presentation on it. It's just so normalized. You're just like, oh.
That also shows how controlled it all is as well. Like they know hunters will be there. Like, I'm assuming like a lot of younger people in that world would have never seen a portal break and would come out of it. So they're just like, that's a big swirly thing that will disappear in a few days. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, like a bad thunderstorm.
And like when he starts to get stronger, he hasn't had his weird evolution into his tall form yet.
Yeah. The hot man.
Tall, lanky, muscular man.
Yeah, when he becomes huge man. That portal breaches and his like healer friend goes, because she's like horrifically traumatized from the first couple of episodes, and so she
would be
a normal person.
That
would
was
be.
My first clue where I'm like, I don't know if this guy's gonna be good, because he was like, he was traumatized for half a second and like in that fight with the wolf, and then he's like, fuck fear, I died, and then just rips everything apart.
Yeah.
And then he kills people and he's like, well, that was fine. It was my mission.
He's like, well, I guess I kill people now.
To be fair, the system, they were assholes, yeah. But also the system told him, kill the six people in this room.
That's true.
The
system is also being like, you can do that. Like, so there's I don't know if we ever find out who is behind that system, but that is obviously a huge part in why he is awful. Well, I mean, he doesn't do anything specifically awful. He is just doing the quests that pop up, and those guys who like tricked him into trying to fight the spider alone. One of those was like the brother of a big shot, like an S plus hunter.
Yes. This is the crew that like, so he's kind of awakened at this point, and these guys approach him because they survived. There's like this kid that kind of joins up. He's like a D tier hunter, but he's got really pretty gear because he's got his really rich parents. So yeah. He gets like decked out in like super nice gear, and they take him in. And these guys that approach, they're a pack of six that need a pack of eight to get in. And they always have like two open spaces. But the dude walked up and it was just Cloud. He's dressed like Cloud. He's got the shoulder thing like Cloud. He's got the blue shirt. He is literally dressed to be like, I know him. Like, he looks, am I wrong? Like, was, oh he, does gosh. He not just
Secret
wearing
lore.
The Cloud?
He's a cosplayer that just got really into being a hero.
Yeah. A more appropriate, he's probably closer to Zach because he had darker hair, but still like, yeah, I was like, okay, weird, that he looked like that. But I don't know if that was just to be like, trust him, because they just betray them at the spider thing, which is what Indy was talking about, where they just ditch them in the boss room,
which they clearly do often.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just another day on the job for them. Yeah. And then they were gonna like rob the rich kid and just go in there like sweep up the they didn't think they could beat the spider, right? They're like, we can't, like, we could hardly deal with that, so they don't stand a chance.
But they were like, we can let the spider kill these other two though.
Yeah. So they weren't gonna close the portal because they weren't going to kill the spider. Yeah.
Yeah. They were just going to grab with the magic crystals and run as after the spider went to sleep after eating them.
The pre-order gear kid. Yeah.
that's exactly what he is. Pre-order he's like the D tier hunter with C tier like survivability with that gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, oh my goodness. If you were awakened, what would you get? I feel like I would be the main character who never gets the reawakening. I just stay a 10 mana E tier person is what I wake. That's what would happen if I wake up. Like, that's what happened if I would awaken, I think.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, to say anything different, like, no, I would be an S tier, actually.
One of you has to say you would be S tier. You have to have the ego to take
it. I'll be S tier.
Yeah, I'll give Dukes the S tier.
I'll sacrifice myself and be S tier with this group.
Would you be a healer, damage dealer, or tank, do you think?
Well, there's also assassins. I feel like we haven't like...
That's true.
We don't know all of the hero types yet, I feel like.
They seem to fall into like the trio of like tank, a damage dealer class, and like a healing class. And damage dealing could be like magic or assassin or whatever.
I'm pretty sure you could take any MMO and just assign the roles of the game like, out to the people.
That's a cleric, that's close. A ranger, that's a rogue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very clearly like, even from the very beginning, it's like, this is very video game. Everything from like their ranking to the going into the portals and fighting classic dungeon crawls and getting weird loot at the end and stuff.
Yeah, the dog dungeon where he fights the giant snake at the end and he gets like the poison dagger, which applies poison, which comes back a lot. He uses that dagger on some of the like the toughest enemy that he fight. And then the poison that goes through it, like I don't know his name, but he looks like Megumi from Jujutsu Kaisen, the purple hair guy who has like a suit on who comes and checks if he's reawakened with the
yes,
older guy.
Assassin guy.
The assassin guy, yeah. So his fight was super sick as well, but also it's showing that these corporations are like, no, that like all these goody two-shoe corporations are just also just horrible people. Like even the, you know how they, when he's become really strong near the end, that businessman
so
comes
three,
up.
You mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that businessman comes up and he's like, "I know you've controlled these dungeons, but can I like buy them off you?" And he like jacks up the price, sells them to them, and then he realizes that they're just like the worst dungeons and they weren't worth anything. And it's like that kind of stuff makes it me like Jin-san a lot more than a lot of the like the fighting and stuff, because. Like I'd like with Mike's theory that he's gonna be like the bad guy, I could see that happening. But right now, still, he's very cold and calculated. But I don't see him as a villain yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. I too, right? Like that through the whole show, I'm watching him, and he's doing heroic things, and for the most part, doing it for the good reason. But every depiction they give of him, from his facial expressions through the whole show, is very like. not good guy. Like, there's a lot of just like very angular or like decisions where he just like, he looks fucking evil, and his just some of his mode, like his tone and the way he does things is just very detached. And I'm just like, I know you're a good guy. You're being a good guy, but there's like a darkness in you. I feel like is like being hinted at. That's going to run away with later on. And then at the very last episode where he becomes a fucking necromancer and all the things like pops up where death follows you. No matter where you go, you're me alone. Dead bodies everywhere. Blood, 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 blood. And you're just like, are you a good guy? Cause they're like, and then a light is awakening. And then they show him being swallowed by shadows. I'm just like, I don't know.
I think there are a couple of things that he even specifically sort of talks about in the show that I think can imply, yeah, the direction it's going to go in and probably what he's going to struggle with later. And none of it's going to be how strong he is, right? If anything, no, it's probably going to be like, is he willing to give up this power? Like,
yeah,
you know, because... Yeah, again, he has like a brief second where he's like, I really thought I wasn't traumatized by all that, but huh, I guess I am. And it's like, of course, you died. What do you mean? Right? Like, so yeah, he obviously has like a whole like mental detachment now from like the violence, right?
But they do give like his mother, like there's a reason for it all.
Yeah. And but also like even he says, I need to figure out who it is that's sending me these prompts, like who's controlling this, because he's realizing that he's being coerced into doing things and he doesn't have a choice. And I think the stronger he gets, the less patience he's going to have with that. And I think that's going to be really interesting. The other thing that I'm trying to remember all the details with it, but like the S-tier healer hero from the very beginning of the show, right? Like they kept talking about how he retired, but actually he went missing on the island, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think that's right. It's been a little while.
I'm really curious, like, if the reason that character exists and they're bringing that sort of stuff up is because he's either connected or has gone through a similar thing, or I don't know. I'm really curious about it.
Yeah. I mean, it leaves it really, because it does kind of end just on just a flat ass, like a cliffhanger that doesn't even seem to, it just kind of happens. And you're just like, it almost feels like there's an episode 13. Like there, because they even, you know, they get that, like a lot of games do, that dark version of himself that shows up and like taunts him. And, but it seems to also acknowledge the system, because just as he's about to be killed, he like is getting teleported away because he didn't finish his daily quest, which is also part of, that's the other part of it too, by the way, which we didn't bring up, is like he gets daily quests. And if he doesn't finish the daily quests, he gets shot out to a desert where he has to survive for 4 hours.
Sand snake chases him for like, I don't know how long he ran in that like second episode when he wasn't strong yet, but they pull him out of the bed. And
4 hours.
4 hours.
It was 4 hours. I remember that very clearly. He was there for four fucking hours crazy. That he was running. And so like for an E-level 10 like hero, 4 hours of running. I mean, impressive, man. Like yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
And then later on, he's so desperate to figure out how to level quicker that he's like, maybe I should just not do my daily so that it sends me there and then I can fight the worm. Yeah,
it's like hyperbolic time chamber-esque. Like, yeah. but yeah, right when he's about to do that, the negative version of him turns around and is like, well, it seems like the system doesn't want you dead yet, and like acknowledges that there's like something at play as well. So I'm curious what that whole thing's going to be, because we never see him again until season two, whenever that's going to happen.
But yeah, I was going to mention there's a movie coming out on the 5th, but I'm pretty sure it's a might be a recap movie.
Okay,
because says it's like recaps of season one with previews of season two. So I'm not sure if they're saying it has recaps of season one, then it's a movie, and then a preview of season two, or that they're literally just describing what the movie is. But yeah, that comes out on the 5th, so, and it's coming to cinema, so I might go.
Oh, sure.
Oh, interesting.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking it up. Season 2 comes out in January. So it makes sense if they were like, here's a recap of stuff.
That is
insane
turnaround. That shit came out August this year.
Wow. Holy crap. Do you think they were working on it all at once?
It must be, because like you said, it just kind of ends. So in a way, that's a good thing, because they're staying so like strict to the material that they're not like, quick, just skip a few, you know, panels and let's get to a big cliffhanger. We'll just end it at 12. That's where that book ended, so we'll just continue on as normal, which is I'm super looking forward to I can't believe it's they're whipping that shit up in like 8 months, like a different 8 months. Yeah,
we should probably say like what's happened to his mom, because like his whole motivation is mom's like in like a perma sleep with like final rest.
She has magic sickness.
Yeah, she got a magic sickness.
Some with mana, right? Like
it was she has like a little white crystal floating next to her in like a medicinal tube, and I think she's in final rest or something where it just like slow. Oh, they say it's from being exposed to mana for like too long. It can happen to me, which makes me wonder if like. He's always been in like knitting mana. What did she do? Did they mention what her job was? Because I can't remember.
I don't remember, but they said that this sickness is like really rare, but it only popped up once the portals appeared.
Right.
Yeah, because so mana is a very hunter thing. So it has to do something with that. Yeah.
He's there to pay her bills. Basically, that's it. She's like, it's so because medical care is expensive as fuck. So yeah.
And also when he goes to hell, he finds the ingredients and like the recipe to make this life-saving elixir.
Yes,
and
I forgot about that.
So it's like the system is like, here's what you want and here's the things you need, but I'm waiting for it to be like, by the way, one of these ingredients is going to cost like your sister or like something horrific that he's going to have to deal with. Yeah.
And the question is, does he do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if he goes evil, then the answer is, I'm assuming yes, you know, he would do it. But
dude, can we talk about his relationship with his sister? Because one of the notes that I wrote down was, they have a normal relationship. I'm so glad. Because there's a scene where he like lifts his shirt or something to, you know, do the classic anime thing, wipe his face.
I
had the
same, I was like, braced. I was like, here we go.
And she like looks at his abs and I was like, don't fucking do it. Don't do it, dude. I'm going to lose my mind. And instead she's like, what the fuck happened to you? Have you been working out? Like, what is this?
She's like the most normal sister with the least normal brother of all time. Like when she wakes up in the middle of the night and he's just not there because he's hunting dungeons nonstop because he's addicted to the grind.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh well, and then she just goes back to sleep.
Yeah. No, I at the moment I knew exactly what you're talking about. I was ready. I was like, and here comes the awkward, weird sexual tension between siblings. How sad is
that
though?
That we're just like craving for brothers and sisters to act fucking normal.
Relationship, please.
Like, please,
make
God.
Some better writing, I promise.
Just punch each other in the face a couple of times and then go to school, please.
Yeah, please, God. Meanwhile, he could rip her apart just because he's fucking insanely overpowered. But
yeah, I do wonder if that's another thing that's going to develop over time, which is like, obviously, originally when their mom got sick, he was like, I'm the older brother. I'll take a bunch of weird jobs. You focus on school. Don't worry about it. Right? Like, I can handle it. And then he gets tested and he finds out that he's able to be a hunter. And he's like, all right, this is it. I'm going to be a hunter now. And she's like, isn't that dangerous? And he's like, don't worry about it. Just focus on school. I'm gonna do it, right? And then and over time now, like clearly he's becoming more successful and is getting a lot stronger and she's noticing it. But I'm wondering if she's going to start bringing up like this weird like distance between them now that he's literally never home.
Yeah, and why did my brother change from my brother into whatever that is.
What happened to his eyes? Like what happened to his voice?
That's also a different man. I don't know where my brother is.
What's happening to him? Dude, I couldn't get over that the whole show. I'm just like, you're just not the character I was introduced to, man. Like you're just somebody else.
Maybe this is why his healer friend is so insecure. Cause she's like, he did so many push-ups that he turned into a totally different person. Why can't I sack up and be like, what do I gotta do?
She straight up quit. She's like, I'm moving. Like, this is not worth it.
She's like, bye.
I did 12 push-ups and I don't look any different.
God, wrong life path. I'm just stuck on him being a villain right now. I'm just like, it's in my head where I'm just like, he's a bad guy. He's just a bad guy.
I also want to see his strength compared to like an S tier. I don't think we ever really saw that.
Me too.
Like, is he stronger? Is he like not even close? Like,
he doesn't seem to think he's as strong as an S tier yet.
I wouldn't think so. Because there's like four of those like that we've been introduced to. So surely not.
I feel like he's more powerful though. Like
I think he has the capability, but also that S tier who is the brother of the jackass that he killed in that dungeon with the spider. I think that'll be our first.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, like someone yeah. killed my brother. I think that'll be our first experience of like S tier versus him. And I'd like to just see him get beaten, but for once, and be like,
me too. Because
okay. the whole and, show, that man is a god.
Yeah, like imagine, like he's got such a drive now. Imagine the drive when he gets beaten. It's over, man. Like he's going to be, he's gonna look different again. They're gonna have to change his art style again. It's like your evolution of Frieza. Completely different character. Yeah.
Every fucking oh my god! I just did the Frieza saga in Sparking Zero, oh, and just so like good. Every transformation is just a different
that
character.
Weird alien dialogue. Head one, with like a long head. Like what was that?
I just, it's like at the end too, when he gets access to his special class, he picks a class where he straight up even says, I'm not spec'd for this. Like he put all his points in strength. The man was like,
he needs intelligence.
That's the other thing too, is like when you level up, he gets to choose where he puts stats. He also gets like a reward that can be like a loot box where, again, I was like, microtransactions. And then he gets experience and he can have like a full refresh because it's like a stamina system that he has to actually like manage a little bit. That comes into play a couple of times in the spider fight. He like runs out of stamina for the first time and it just ends his
Dark
sprint
Souls,
just,
man, like you're mid roll and you got no green bar left and you try and block, it's over.
But so but like he's but at the end he's like, okay, so I'm gonna be this necromancer, I don't have intelligence, I can't do this shit. But then he's like, wait, it's a secret class, because he says no initially, and it's like, but are you sure, because it's a hidden class. All right, one last time. He's like, that could be cool. So he says yes, and then when he takes it, all of a sudden it's just like extra points, extra points, extra points, extra points. Oh, you have more points than the class has a limitation for, so now you're just incredibly strong and also a master necromancer without having to do anything. Like,
look, I'll give you this. Having an army of skeletons isn't the most good guy move of all time.
No.
No.
I don't think I've ever met a good guy with an army of skeletons.
And when he raises the knight and that kneels to him and shit.
Oh yeah, that red knight. That is, he is, he's got like the most generic badass name. I forgot what it was. It was Igris. Like blood. Igris blood.
Blood something. Yeah, yeah. And when he gets raised, that shadow cloak that bursts out of him is fucking sick.
So cool.
There's a line he says when he raises all of them though, and he's like, finally, like, I'm not like alone, or I'm no longer like solo leveling. He might even name drop the show. And I'm like, you have friends and family that are there. That was another moment where I'm like, you were never alone. You're a villain. You're not alone. I'm like,
visit your sister, you son of a bitch.
Like
have dinner with your sister. You're strong enough.
Oh, like it's just, I'm like, okay, man, I guess that's a really weird take to like raise all these dead bodies, be like, finally friends. All right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile his healer friend's like, I don't want to do this anymore, goodbye. And he's like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, and in episode one when he's about to die, he's like, I promised I'd take you out to dinner, like here's, you know, money, please take yourself out to dinner and, you know, remember me, like this shit. That then he gets out and then he's just like, I'm all alone. Let me just sell like me solo levels. Yeah,
is this like a metaphor of us? Like,
he's not traumatized though.
No, not at all.
No. He's fine. He's fine. He just had every limb chopped off one by one while the giant knights locked
him. You know.
Good. Yeah, that was fucking crazy. Like dragging himself. He didn't realize his limbs were missing. They're like your legs, and he's like, oh, like yeah. Yes. I guess the shock would just destroy you.
I mean, yeah. Like I was watching, and that shit was shocking.
But it's like almost hard to like bring the conversation to an end because the plots just don't get rectified. Like you just get, it just ends.
It's very much a, like, I feel like it's a 24 part arc of like just season one, for example. But it's obviously going to be season two because it makes sense to release 12 episodes. I don't think we're ever going to see a 24 episode modern day like anime ever again.
And part of me is okay with that, honestly.
Yeah. But I think this arc is gonna not be resolved, but feel a lot more complete once we get through, I guess, the movie and season two. But like I said, I'm not sure if the movie is just
we'll have to tell us.
Season one again. I'll have to check it out.
Because he was getting, remember, he got keys to Instanced. Was that ever brought up ever again? Other than him, was he the only one that had the keys to go into instances?
I don't think he's ever heard of anybody else getting those
before.
That's
what I was thinking, right? Because that's also another part that's like so video gamey that like doesn't seem to be a part of anything else. Because he went into that first one and he still saw people walking and leaving through the subway, but they didn't see him. He was like weirdly shifted. So what's that about? Yeah, I'm curious, like, what's that? Because that's not being brought up anywhere else other than him doing it a few times and that's it. And so is that ever going to come up again? Or is that just going to be like, is that just a plot device to have powered him up very quickly?
It doesn't make sense to open portals because like they're opening everywhere. Why would you need a instance key to like go in? And like we said before, he's, as far as we know, the only one that can grind. So why would someone open a portal, go in there for no, like, I guess money? Like it could be like a, because all the crystals at the end of each dungeon are worth different amounts of money. But
yeah,
like I still, yeah,
he was just down there grinding. Because the other thing is like he can now see the names over enemies' heads, something else we didn't bring up. And it does the color coded thing where red is extra dangerous, yellow, orangish is like his level, and then white is below his level. So he just went into that first dungeon with all the wolves where everything was like red and he just grinded it until everything was white. He literally went in level one, left level 18, I think, or something crazy. And it's definitely
we've all been there in a game.
Listen, that as I was watching the show, I'm like, this game is generous. He beat a boss and gained like four levels, and I'm just damn, that must be nice.
I love that the second he realized that when he clicked to do the level up, he got full health back. The rest of the show is him like using that to his advantage and being like, I just won't level up until I need the health.
He min-maxes his own shit.
Yeah, that's me playing Metaphor right now.
Oh, I haven't even started Metaphor, man.
Oh, it's fine. It's so good. I've been playing it at bedtime.
I just finished Steam Alan Wake 2, actually. Like, that's what I just played, Alan Wake 2. Not anime game at all. We gotta do an anime game episode at some point.
Like I said, Persona 5.
Or
any Persona, I guess, is like it, because we've all played them. It's like
Persona 5 was my very first one, and I'm still going through 3, and I haven't done anything else yet. So yeah, Solo Leveling overall, I really liked it. If I'm gonna rate it 6 Gokus out of 10.
Welcome to episode 5 where we introduce rating.
Listen, I'm just gonna
hope you don't want all our previous animes rated because it's too late.
8 Gokus out of 10. No, I really, really liked it. I just want to know, I need to know how it's gonna end. Where's it gonna go? And then I feel like I can give a comfortable, like, I loved it or I didn't love it very much.
I mean, I don't think that anybody listening to this episode is going to come back and be like, I can't believe now that I've seen the whole show and I'm so disappointed with the ending, I can't believe that Mathis gave the first 12 episodes this rating.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
What a monster. Only 8 Gokus.
Listen, season 2 could be so bad, make season 1 like my rating completely wrong.
But then next time that we watch it and do a follow-up episode, you can be like, this was 2 Gokus out of 10.
I mean, change the character every time.
Anime has a, like, no spoilers for Chainsaw Man. Obviously, that's only had one season, but I'm up to date. And the amount of weird shit that changes and is different from, like, what you like about season 1, I expect every anime. Like, same with Jujutsu Kaisen, the start of it compared to what it ended as, it's like, that is not the same show. So it could go anyway.
We love development.
Yeah.
We love when things are not exactly the same.
Yeah.
At the end that they were at the different. Beginning.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm excited for season 2. Let me know what the movie is when that happens. And are you guys at all interested in reading the manga? Not for the show or anything, but now, like, the manga? Is it called manga? Are you planning on reading? Would you read it?
I bought 4 of them from when I was down at PAX. Oh, fully colored, by the way. It is not black and white. It is
fully colored. Yeah, because it's a webtoon, I think. So one of those like long scrolling.
So it is beautiful. But yeah, I bought the first 4 books So
does it follow the show pretty well?
I think it's like 1-to-1, yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if there was much changes or not. No, I was curious, but
yeah, it's definitely got me. Whenever I enjoy a show and there's a lot more manga or manhwa later on, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to catch up on the manhwa and rewatch it as it comes out. So yeah, I think I'm going to maybe start reading into the further arcs before season 2 and like see what I'm in for. But I'm super excited. We should definitely just tackle, I don't know what we got going in January, but we should tackle that when it comes out for sure. Yeah.
That was my next question was actually going to be, does it drop all 12 episodes at once, or is it one episode a week?
So it'll probably be like, okay, what, March?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weekly sub, and then the week up 2 weeks after is dubbed. So it's quite a delay as well if you're a double sub. Yeah.
It's fine. We've got lots of anime to watch.
We're watching what, Psycho Pass in the background?
We have watched 5 anime out of 7 million.
Yeah.
We want to do another short one, right, as well?
Yeah. And Dupes, I think, wanted to do a slice of life, like not people getting cut in half, which I know.
I have some suggestions.
Yeah,
I have some suggestions for really cute ones.
My suggestion is fucked up. But not like violence fucked up, but like fucked up, mind fucked up.
Oh, okay.
It was the Evangelion that we...
No. That's 26 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
This one's 13,
one. Yeah.
Serial Experiments Lane.
Oh.
1998.
Maybe we'll have a happy one, and then back...
Let's do a happy one first, because Serial Experiments Lane is going to be like, what the fuck?
So my suggestion is that we do Ore Monogatari.
Don't know what it is.
Or My Love Story.
Okay.
I do not like romance anime or manga very much, and I love this. It's one of my favorite things I've ever watched.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's really short. It's about like a huge, like really intimidating dude who has a heart of gold, and he falls in love with an adorable girl, and she falls in love with him, and it's just wholesome, and it's really
sweet.
My
Love Story, you said?
My Love Story.
Yeah, I see. I'm Crunchyroll right here. I'm in
okay, I've seen that man before.
Yeah.
So yeah. He does look familiar. Yeah. I am in. Wait, how many episodes are there?
It's pretty, I don't think it's super long.
Especially says 700 and we got one hell of a.
It says 24.
Is it 24?
Yeah, it's a big boy.
It's a big boy.
So this would have to be a background.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, episode 12. How long? Like, how long is this one going to be?
Because we want to watch Dan to Dan, but that is. That ends in December.
That's not
so we've
done
had,
yet.
As soon as that's done, we have to watch it because I'm so sick of hearing people yell at me on Twitter, on Reddit, that I need to watch Dan to Dan because apparently the main character is me. And I'm just like completely sick of hearing about it.
That can be out December. I'm pretty sure that's 13
that.
Episodes.
Yeah, get that out of the way. Please, God. I'll tell everybody on Shilluminati I watched it. So when doing it, go listen to the episode of Anime Cult because I'm done hearing about it.
So yeah, long... background cute anime will be Ore Monogatari, and then next short cute slice of life thing is Keep Your Hands Off Eizouken, if you guys are down for that.
I'm down, absolutely.
I can read the summary. First year high schooler Midori Asakusa loves anime so much. She insists that concept is everything in animation. Though she draws a variety of ideas in her sketchbook, she hasn't taken the first step to creating anime, insisting that she can't do it alone. The producer type Sayaka Kanamori is the first to notice Asakusa's genius. Then when it becomes clear that their classmate, charismatic fashion model Tsubame Mizukasi, really wants to be an animator, they create an animation club to realize the ultimate world that exists in their minds.
I'm in. Sounds super cute.
Yeah, sounds good. I like the art of
the art is great.
So yeah, that's it for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. Before we get out of here, I just want to say there have been people that have been asking for a subreddit, so I very quickly put one up. There is one, hasn't been branded or anything like that, but if you want to go talk about the show, there is it's just called Anime Cult, just spelled like our show is spelled.
Mean to us. I'm sensitive.
No, be mean to me. That's fine. Fuck all you. I don't give a
yeah,
fuck.
Just remember our thoughts on... what was the first show that we watched? Cowboy Bebop. Let us know how wrong we are about that.
Yeah. That's all I need. We'll be back. Psycho Pass is the next episode, yeah?
So yes. Psycho Pass into Keep Your Hands Off Eizouken.
Yeah.
And then the next, I don't know what, Dan to Dan, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, whatever comes around next time. All right. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.